I'm going to take a quick swig of water. For those of you who are used to hearing preachers, your heart's probably sinking. You think I'm getting geared up for a long session, but relax, we're okay. We've got 10, 15 minutes I want to point you in the direction of this passage and pose a question to you. I think this passage naturally leaves us with a question. Paul describes you, the church, as the body of Christ, and he leads you with a question. He says, so if that's true, and I won't argue with Paul, he says, if that's true, which part are you? Which part in the body of Christ are you? What are you called to do, to be, to give? How are you called to live? We often think of that in terms of this local body of Christ. And that's a good place to be. Because in a church like this and many others up and down the length and breadth of this land, there are jobs and ministries and tasks that need to be done. And there's a place for all of us to serve. Whether it's an active upfront thing or whether it's a quiet behind the closed doors praying kind of thing, we all have a part to play in the body of Christ. But what if Paul was thinking of a bigger picture than that? What if Paul is asking you as a church, as part of the body of Christ around the world? Then the question becomes, what's your place in the body of Christ as a church family? The body of Christ around the world. A number of years ago when I was at Bible College, I played in the football team. Please don't look so surprised. It was only a few years ago, and I have put on a few pounds since, but I can assure you I played in the football team. When you get into that kind of conversation, people then ask, oh, what position did you play? And I used to play left back. Now I see some of you are thinking, oh, I left back in the dressing room. No, I was a left back. And with my teammates, we did our best. Under the direction of the team captain, we did our best. We won some games, we lost some games. But the fact is, we all had a role to play. Whether it was defense or midfield or attack or goalkeeper, we all had a particular role to play. And together, we worked as a team. That, too, is a good picture of the body of Christ. A team under the direction of the team captain, the Lord Jesus Christ. We all have a particular role to play. In mission terms, to continue the sporting analogy, there are two options. You can be part of the home team or the away team. In terms of the home team, there are two basic entry-level points for you as a Christian into being connected in world mission. The first is praying and the second is giving. When I was pastoring, the last church that I pastored was in Taunton in Somerset. I had youth work responsibilities as part of my remit. Of course, you can tell by my youthful image why that might be the case. My hair's gone gray since I got involved in youth work. To those of you who are involved in youth work, gray hair is coming. Anyway, in my church, there were one or two of my young folk that wore wristbands. You know, the WWJD kind of wristband. But there was one in particular that caught my eye, and it was one that had P-U-S-H on it. Pray until something happens. I love that. And of course, the idea is, with the wristband on, every few moments, maybe throughout the day, you catch sight of it, and you're reminded of God's command to be involved and to pray to him for other situations. I've been very fortunate over the years to have had a prayer partner or two. Again, in my church in Somerset, there were four or five of us who regularly met at some unearthly hour on a Friday morning. I'm not sure why we did it early, but we did. And since then, since I've moved to Oxfordshire in the last 2 years, I have another prayer partner. We meet again on a Friday morning, mercifully not quite so early. But we meet on a Friday morning and we pray for each other. We pray for our families, we pray for the church, and we pray for other situations that come in our heart and mind. I think as Christians, we often miss out on that part of prayer. If there are three P's for prayer, the first is private prayer. That's just you behind the closed door, on your knees before your Heavenly Father. The other P at the other end is the public prayer, where we come together as a church family, perhaps in moments of crisis, for example, the Nepal earthquake and others like it, where we come together as a body of God's people and we plead before Him to show us how to make a difference. We come before Him to pray for our town and the people that live around us. But the one that we miss out is the P in the middle, what I call personal prayer, where it's just you and one or two carefully chosen others, and you find a slot, a regular slot in your week or your month, and you pray for each other. And you can get to know one another at a much deeper level. And you can pray for your partners and your families and your kids. You can pray for the church. You can pray for work. You can discuss issues and support one another. I say to you, my brothers and sisters tonight, if you don't have a personal prayer group, make it happen. Make it happen. You just need two or three of you to make it happen. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when, but make it regular and make it happen. In terms of praying for mission, you're spoiled for choice. BMS and many others like us produce prayer stuff. Websites, magazines, all of that kind of thing. It's all there. There's no excuse. You can be informed in your praying. My challenge to you is get down on your knees. The other thing that we mentioned as part of the home team is giving. There's another wristband that some of my young folk used to wear. You probably have this image of people walking around Somerset dripping in wristbands. It's not quite like that. But there is another one which has the letters on it, F-R-O-G, fully rely on God. I used to have a mug on my desk which had a picture of a frog and F-R-O-G written on it. The handle came off through overuse, I suspect. But the mug sat on my desk because it reminded me that in everything that God asks of me, I need to rely on Him. And in particular, when God asks us to give away, it's in those moments that we realize that actually all that we are and all that we have is His. And we rely on Him for everything that we do, are, and be. Especially perhaps when God asks us to give sacrificially. We give in a planned way. But there are moments when God asks us to give over and above that. When there's a moment of difficulty or crisis for someone somewhere in His world, and we have an opportunity to respond, and we are able to give. Praying and giving, two entry-level points in world mission. And world mission begins right here on the doorsteps of this church. You are without excuse, my friends. We can all give, and we can all pray. So that's the home team. What about the away team? Well, that's kind of more obvious in mission terms. That's about getting up and going somewhere else to share the good news that Jesus lives to change lives and bring hope and healing and forgiveness. I think all I really want to say to you is I don't care how old you are, there's a place for you in world mission. You might be in your teenage years or your early 20s. There's a place for you in world mission. Your family circumstances might be complicated, but there's a place for you in world mission. You might just have retired, perhaps early retirement. You in particular have a place in world mission. because of the skills and the abilities that you have gathered over the years. I challenge you to put those at the foot of the cross and make them available to Christ and his kingdom somewhere in his world. And it may not be here, but it could be, because you don't have to cross an ocean to cross cultures with the gospel. You have to be willing. Actually, as I look out this evening, I'm looking out on a congregation of mission workers. In those places where you are from tomorrow and onwards, in particular, in your school, in your college, in your workplace, in the street where you live, in your family, in the supermarket, in the gym that you go to, some of you might go to the gym, and other clubs and associations and sports places that you belong to. These are your mission spaces. These are the front lines where your faith meets those without faith. And you're a mission worker in those moments. You don't have to cross an ocean to cross cultures with the gospel. We are all called to go. Some of us are not called to go very far. The issue is only one of geography, not calling. So the home team and the away team, and I challenge you to find your place in it. In the body of Christ, which part are you? I grew up not very far from here. I grew up in Dunfermline. My dad was a motor mechanic through his working life. And so I picked up what I call a healthy interest in cars because of my dad. My wife, Alison, were here. She grew up in Denny. If she were here tonight, she would say it's an obsession. But she's not. So it's a healthy interest in cars. Anyway, one Saturday morning in my late teens, I had this kind of self-created job, I suppose. I was fitting tow bars to cars for a few extra quid at the weekend. There I am one Saturday morning, lying on my back, looking at the underside of a Volvo 340, having fitted the tow bar, and I'm now manhandling the petrol tank back into place. And Dad, bear in mind, Dad is the professional. Dad is helping me. So I'm lying on my back, trying to maneuver this thing back into place to get the bolts in and finish the job. Dad has a 8-foot plank of wood with 2 bricks or 3 bricks in the middle of it. One end is supporting the weight of the petrol tank, and the other end has his right foot on it. I must have grunted or something at some point, which Dad interpreted as shove harder on his end of the plank of wood. And this finger was trapped between said petrol tank and Volvo 340. I shot out from under the car. My back is arched. There are tears running down my cheeks. This hand is wrapped around this finger, and I'm singing, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." And that's a picture of the Church of Jesus Christ at its very best. When there is hurt and brokenness, we are there to feel the pain and bring comfort and healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what mission is all about. It's not necessarily about going overseas, but it could be. And it's highly likely that at a church of this size, God is challenging several of you about what you're going to do with the rest of the life that he has given to you. In the body of Christ, what part has God called you to play? Let's pause for a moment of quiet. Bow our heads and close our eyes in prayer. And in these few moments, I dare you to to ask of the Lord Jesus to show you your part in his body. Your part as an individual, a couple, a family. And together as a church family, I dare you to ask him, where in the world will you have us have influence for your kingdom? What is our part in the body of Christ around the world? Father, pour out your Spirit in this place to challenge and equip and mobilize and motivate this body of people to be your servants in your world today, to make a difference, to change history, to bring people to the foot of the cross, to gaze up at the Lord Jesus and say, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. Hear these our prayers, because we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.